This news update's being brought to you by the Pizza Shack. Why go to a chain when you can get the best pizza in town at the Pizza Shack? Your local pizza restaurant located at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. The court converted a failure to appear problem for Jack Lewis Bursick into a structured compliance bet. The defendant pleaded guilty to absconding on bond in one file while receiving a one-year delay of sentence probation on the older larceny case because restitution was prepaid and the prosecutor explicitly supported the delay, with restitution prioritized ahead of the fines. The record shows clean plea canvas, an explicit warning architecture. The absconding plea carries up to 4 years and could run consecutive in theory, while the larceny disposition ties liberty to strict supervision, no contact orders, wage assigned restitution, and an immediate agent engagement. The leverage is clear. The court initially leaned against a delay due to missentencing, but flipped once victim compensation and prosecutorial alignment de-risked leniency. The stakes now rest entirely on compliance. Any breach collapses the rehabilitative option into a standard conviction and exposes the defendant to harsher outcomes. And the court prioritized victim safety and the defendant's, Brandon James Ozentoski's, demonstrated pattern of coercive control and rule violations over mitigation claims, imposing near TAPA guideline prison terms across three linked felony files and rejecting defense ask for low-end sentences in alternative programming. The record shows no contest pleas to assault by strangulation, child abuse, assaultive stalking, and obstruction, and a documented PPO no contact violation history, substance use on the incident date, and victims credibly describing persistent trauma and fear, which combined with a prior felony and multiple misdemeanors moved the court to end the cycle through incarceration in concurrent terms with an existing sentence. We accept that when plea patterns of violence and control persist despite court intervention, public protection and accountability must supersede rehabilitative bids. And the Huron County Zoning Board of Appeals will conduct a public hearing at 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 25th in the Huron County Building Meeting, Room 250 at East Huron Avenue. The hearing is regarding a variance request made by Milo Schlebeck to build a 4,000-square-foot building on 121 acres of land for a sawmill operation. The location for the proposed operation is in Section 29 of Grant Township. The Huron County Planning Commission approved the special use permit on January 7th, but is subject to ZBA approval for a reduction to the 1,000 feet setback from adjacent residential structures. A nearby residential home located at 4675 Williamson Road that's owned by Schlebeck is located approximately 880 feet from the proposed sawmill building site, which requires a dimensional variance. Written comments can be mailed to the Huron County Building and Zoning Department at 250 East Huron Avenue, Room 102, in Bad Axe, 48413, or sent by fax to 989-269-3362, or emailed to smithj@co.huron.mi.us. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Every Wednesday night, the Pizza Shack in Bad Axe features their delicious all-you-can-eat pizza buffet from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The buffet features three different kinds of pizza, along with cheesy bread, dough balls, a full salad bar, and cinnamon balls to wrap it up. There's something for everyone. It's just $10.99 for adults, $5.99 for kids ages 6 to 10, and kids 5 and under eat free, making it the best dinner deal in town. You'll find the Pizza Shack at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, just 6 blocks north of the M142 and M53 intersection in downtown Bad Axe, serving fresh, hot pizza 7 days a week. The Pizza Shack also offers grinders, chicken wings, loaded mac and cheese, salads, and desserts. They're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays. For takeout or more information, call 989-623-0399 and follow the Pizza Shack on Facebook. The Pizza Shack. Less cooking, more pizza.
And we're back with more news. In a rare moment of bipartisan unity, Congress has voted to extend the Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Act for another 5 years. The law focuses on reducing and preventing burnout, depression, and suicide among healthcare professionals. Legislators cited the unprecedented strain on the medical community during the current geopolitical and economic climate as a primary reason for the extension. The bill includes funding for mental health programs specifically tailored for those in high-stress clinical environments. And following a drone attack that caused a temporary shutdown, oil loading operations at the UAE's terminal have resumed. Furwa is a critical hub as it sits outside the Strait of Hormuz, allowing for exports that bypass the Iranian blockade. The UAE reported a new missile attack today, but confirmed that defensive systems successfully intercepted that threat. The terminal handles approximately 1 million barrels of oil per day, roughly 1% of global demand. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by the Pizza Shack. Why go to a chain when you can get the best pizza in town at the Pizza Shack, your local pizza restaurant located at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNet.net, your guide to the thumb.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.